Americans are paying a lot more for beef, in part because of a single case of mad cow disease in Canada. An embargo on most Canadian beef remains in effect while the USDA certifies its safety. Without Canadian competition, American cattle farmers are enjoying record prices, even though they originally had feared the mad cow scare would hurt them too. From member station WOI in Ames, Iowa, Joyce Russell reports.
At his farm a few miles north of Des Moines, cattle feeder John Hall tends the steers he's been fattening with hopes of a profitable sale to a nearby packing plant.
There are about 200 in this pen that are market ready that will be sold in the next 2 weeks. The prices right now are exceptionally good.
Across the nation's cattle growing regions, beef prices are soaring. That's in part because last May, a case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease, was confirmed in Alberta, Canada, and the USDA slapped an embargo on Canadian beef. Rick Albaugh is a market analyst with Commodity Services of Des Moines. He says it's no mystery why prices are soaring. With Canadian cattle out of the picture, supplies slumped at the same time consumers' fears were calmed.
Demand stayed constant, and something had to give, and it was a price. And these prices are way beyond record prices. We blew out record prices here a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Albaugh says supplies were already low after several bad years for cattle farmers hurt by widespread drought. But what's been a bonanza for American ranchers has been a disaster for their neighbors to the north, who normally export up to 70% of their beef.
Clearly the worst crisis our industry has ever faced, and you know we're now into month four.
That's Dennis Laycraft with the Canadian Cattlemen's Association.
We saw the whole market become paralyzed throughout the summer. There's a huge amount of money being lost.
But Laycraft says Canadian demand remains strong, and after a lengthy review, the USDA recently reopened the border for some processed beef and promised speedy hearings on allowing live cattle back across. Even when that happens, the industry expects prices for American beef to stay strong for a while, so consumers will continue to feel the pinch. At the Ames, Iowa Fairway grocery store, the meat department's Jeff Bloom says the price he charges for ribeye steak has jumped from $5.99 to $7.99 a pound.
With what I understand, there's probably more increases on the way.
In time, though, consumers will likely dictate a leveling off. Some steakhouses are already whiting out menu prices and printing as quoted for the most expensive cuts. Analysts say in the past, that's been a sign that prices may have peaked. In the meantime, while live cattle are bringing top dollar, some ranchers are facing the return of an old problem. Law enforcement agencies report that cattle rustling is also on the rise. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.